So far, so good for the Moose Jaw Mustangs in the South Sask Lacrosse League playoffs. The U15 Mustangs rolled to a 13-1 victory over the Carlisle Cobras in their opening game Friday at the Kinsmen Arena, while the U13 Mustangs went through a bit of drama before taking a 7-6 overtime win over the Swift Current Rampage 1 at the Red Knight Arena. For the U15s, it was a matter of a first-place team taking on a winless team, and the result showed. Moose Jaw only led 2-1 after the first period, but poured in 10 goals in the second to take a 12-1 lead. They dialed things back a bit in the third, scoring a single marker to finish things off. There was plenty of balanced scoring, as Luke Turner led Moose Jaw with 3 goals and 4 points, while Cashton Smith scored twice and also had 4 points. Hayden Nidesh and Caden Arnott had 2 goals and 3 points apiece. Riker Kretsch and Avery Nielsen had a goal and 2 assists each. Tate Bollinger and Brett Bowerin scored Moose Jaw's other markers, while Spencer Jameson had 3 assists and Kyler Pladsen 2 helpers. The U15s were back on the floor later Friday against Queen City. The U13 Mustangs took a 4-3 lead into the third period but were unable to make it stand, as Swift Current scored power play goals 2 minutes apart late in the frame to take a 6-5 lead. The one-goal edge only lasted 5 seconds, though, as Cash Bufoyle scored almost immediately off the face-off to tie things up and send the game to overtime. There, Ryder Seiferling scored his 4th goal of the game with 9:24 on the clock to give Moose Jaw the win. Keegan Flanagan and Stanley Jameson had their other markers. The U13 Mustangs are back in action against the Standing Buffalo Fighting Sioux at 8:30 a.m. Saturday at the Red Knight Arena. The U17 Mustangs face the winner of the Weyburn Thrashers and Swift Current Rampage in their first game Saturday at 3:15 p.m. at the Red Knight Arena. In the U11 division, the Mustangs 2 take on the Weyburn Thrashers 1 at 11:30 a.m. Saturday at the Red Knight Arena. The Mustangs 1 play their first game immediately after against the Weyburn Thrashers 2 and are on the floor at 12:30 p.m. at the Red Knight. The tournament continues throughout the weekend with the gold medal games on Sunday afternoon.